Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 28th of June, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open gap up following cues from GIFT Nifty, which is trading near 24,180. In the previous trading session, Indian equity markets extended rally to fourth straight day. The rally in heavyweight stocks helped Nifty breach 24,000 for the first time ever, while Sensex topped 79,000 mark. At close, the Sensex was up 0.72% at 79,243, and the Nifty was up by 0.74% at 24,044. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take a support at 23,871, with an immediate resistance placed at 24,087. Coming to some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are, firstly, shares of JSW Infrastructure will garner some limelight after subsidiary JSW Port Logistics agreed to acquire 70% shareholding held by promoters and the promoter group in Navkar Corporation. Secondly, RBL Bank will garner some limelight after it received approval from board for raising funds up to 3,500 crore rupees via qualified institutions placement in one or more tranches. Thirdly, Raymond will be in focus after shareholders approve the reappointment of Gautam Singhania as managing director of the company for 5 years, effective July 1st. Fourthly, Ambuja Cements will be in focus after board approved merger with Adani Cementation, a subsidiary of Adani Enterprises. And finally, AU Small Finance Bank will be in focus after it received approval from the board for raising funds up to 5,000 crore rupees via the issue of equity shares through private placement or QIP or preferential allotment or through other modes. Some of the block deals which will gain some limelight in today's trading session are: HCL Technologies is 0.4% equity stake is likely to be sold through a block deal for 1757 crore rupees. Secondly, reports suggested that GTI Capital Alpha is likely to sell 3% stake in Sumi Hotels via block deals. And finally, Polycab India. The promoter group and family members of Polycab are planning to sell 2% stake for up to $257 million via a block deal. A new listing is also in the lineup today. Stanley Lifestyles will make its debut on the bourses. According to Grey Markets, the shares are demanding a premium of 160 rupees. And finally, in the primary markets, Vraj Iron and Steel IPO will enter its final day of subscription after it saw an overwhelming response from both retail and non-institutional investors on day 2. The subscription status stood at 16.9x as per data. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, the US markets edged higher, while US Treasury yields declined slightly after a series of US economic reports that suggested ebbing momentum. The Dow Jones climbed by 0.09%, while the S&P 500 index gained 0.09%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index was up by 0.3%. Meanwhile, Asian stocks were headed for a fifth straight month of gains this morning, bolstered by the growing view that cooling inflation in the US would allow the Federal Reserve to ease rates this year. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar of Geotrith Financial Services, who shared his take on whether markets have more fuel to rise after hitting record highs day after day. Listen in.
Trend in this rally is that it is being driven by fundamentally strong, high-quality large cash, like the banking stocks, HDFC, ICICI, then Reliance. So it is not an alarming situation. The valuation concern has always been there for some time because the current PE ratio is around 21 times FY25 estimated earnings. And if you look at the market cap to GDP ratio, it is 140. So these are high valuations, elevated valuations, but I won't say this is a bubble valuation. They will reach bubble valuations when the PE becomes, let us say, around 23, right? 23 will be a very bubble kind of valuation from the PE perspective. Therefore, till we reach that level, there is no room for alarm. But then an interesting development is the DIIs have turned sellers. Yesterday they sold heavily. And it has been a smart strategy of DIIs. Entire, this not just this rally, even last year, year before last. For considerable periods of time, FIIs had turned to sellers. Because of the rising bond yields in the U.S., nothing to do with the Indian economy or corporate earnings here. So they have been selling and taking the money out. But now, since India is the best performing market in emerging markets, they are forced to return to the Indian market. And paradox of the whole thing is, they are buying the same shares which they sold earlier at a much lower price. Right, like HDFC Bank, for instance. So what makes this rally is that it is healthy, driven by large caps. But currently, it appears that the market is a little bit overbought. So there can be profit booking at any time. There can be profit booking. Investors should not be jumping onto the bull wagon at this rate. They should, however, remain invested in high-quality large caps. And refrain from jumping on to the small and mid caps.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day. And we will catch you at the next trading session at the same time.